Rival factions in Libya have set December the 16th as a target date to sign a UN-brokered unity government agreement.
We announced that everybody who's taking part to this dialogue here reached consensus that the 16th of this month will be the day of the signature of the National Unity Government Agreement with a consequent ceremony.
The announcement came after 2 days of talks in Tunisia between senior political leaders and representatives from Libya's rival parliaments. However, it is not yet clear whether the two full parliaments will agree on the agreement. No location has been confirmed for the signing on December the 16th. The announcement led to protests in Tripoli, with demonstrators rejecting the Western-backed deal, which was initially introduced by former UN envoy Bernardino León in October.
After noting that America and European countries have persisted in wanting the Lyon government to be accepted, I say this agreement has nothing to do in the Libyan equation.
The UN envoy for Libya, Martin Kobler, has hailed the agreement, saying the new government has to deal with many problems that remain in place. Earlier this week, Kobler described a UN-brokered deal announced by Lyon as the only way toward peace. He also rejected a separate deal sealed by rival parliaments without the supervision of the UN. The previous UN-facilitated deal was rejected by both parliaments in Tobruk and Tripoli. Libya plunged into chaos after the ouster of dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Libya has been run by two governments ever since. One controls Tripoli, the other, which enjoys the West support, runs Tobruk. To shed more light into this story, we're joined by Abba Yomi Azikiwe. He's the editor of Pan-African Newswire, joining us via Skype on the line from Detroit. Abba Yomi, thank you very much for your time here on Press TV. What are the main divisive points in the UN brokered deal, which was earlier rejected by the two rival parliaments, and what's changed that now both they've agreed on the same thing?
It remains to be seen if this agreement can be implemented. One of the major problems is the geographic disparity between the two rival regimes. One is based in Tripoli, but the government that's based in Tripoli is largely based upon the militias from Misrata, who took over the city of Tripoli several months ago and forced the other government, which largely was installed by the NATO and the Pentagon earlier. They are now in the eastern part of the country in Tobruk. So that is a major problem. Also, there are other players involved in this situation in Libya. The Islamic State has taken over in Sirte, and they're expanding their control. Plus, there are hundreds of other militias throughout the country. And if they are not a part of this agreement, then it will not succeed.
Well, Abba Yomi, tell us about this deal and whether, with its current shape and format, it is within Libyan interests at all or not. We had in the news that people were actually protesting in Libya against this agreement.
Yes, it's an agreement that's imposed from the outside. The United Nations bears responsibility for the destruction of Libya. In 2011, they passed two resolutions which actually provided a pseudo-legal cover for the massive bombing of the country, the overthrow of the Gaddafi government, the execution of Gaddafi in October of 2011. So therefore, they feel some responsibility to try to mend the country some 4 or more years later. However, they don't have the capacity to bring together all the other groups, and there are other groups that are outside the political framework. I mentioned Daesh is one, and there are others in both the east as well as the western part of the country who are not involved in this political deal and have not been involved in negotiations. And until those organizations can be brought in to the political dialogue, there's no way that this agreement can be implemented. And who's going to monitor the agreement? That is another major issue as well, because you'd have to have some type of peacekeeping force or some type of monitoring force on the ground in Libya in order to ensure that this agreement, if it does make sense, can be implemented.
Thank you very much. Abayomi Azikiwe, editor of Pan-African Newswire, joining us on the line from Detroit. It was great to have you here on the Top 5.